Is that correct? Yes, okay.
Maybe.
Okay, you.
Guy could move away, you know. Thanks. Yeah. You can sit there.
Go ahead. Well.
First, you should first present it to Mr. Sanhouse.
Yeah, make sure he gets a copy. Yeah, and then a copy for the court reporter, too, would be helpful.
Thank you very much. And the gentleman on the end needs to...
Mr. Martin, please give one to the court reporter. Mr. Martin, okay. If you want to admit any documents into evidence, the time to do that has passed. If you want to try and get it admitted now, you need to show it to Mr. Sato and make an offer of proof.
I'm doing what the chairman asked me to show this to you on the date, you know, because this is disproof of the statement that I made regarding the date that I received this.
Well, okay. When it's your time to use your 15 minutes, then you can go ahead and address your interest in getting that document or talking from the document. Okay. Why don't you have a seat, and we will have the prosecution team begin their case. This is on 1003. Mr. Sato.
Yes, Matt Thompson, prosecution team again. The evidence, the county assessor's list and the evidence submitted by Alan and Jacqueline Martin indicate that they live at 2248 Fresno Street in Los Osos. Here is a map of the prohibition zone depicting the location of the Martins' property. Mr. Martin has, in fact, submitted evidence that he does have a septic tank in his submittals on November 15th, for example. In the second paragraph, he says, he does not believe he is a polluter. I am not guilty. There is no scientific evidence that my individual home septic tank is polluting. Later in his objection to formal enforcement orders, he says, not guilty, septic tank is operating as designed and permitted, etc. That's all for now for me.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Jeffries.
Are you going to allow this information we just handed out?
Well, I think what this is, Mr. Martin, this is really what you're going to be reading from.
Part of that, but Mr. Chairman, I'm going to preface my remarks by having Mr. DeGarvidian, who's going to be providing some of the testimony. It'll be presented on an overhead presentation as well.
Well,
and this is going to be my, my summation argument.
Okay. I, and that's what I understood it to be, Mr. Jeffrey, so I wasn't...
Are there any other copies we didn't get in?
Right there. Okay.
May I comment?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman. First of all, on this other document, friendly words from your neighbors. Right. I move to strike this. This is neither relevant and somewhat inflammatory, I think, also.
Well, taken out of context also, so...
And this is, in fact, not a summary of any kind of testimony, I don't think,
right,
is going to be provided.
Right. Okay.
And let me identify that.
And actually, This is not going to come into evidence, the is what he's handed us. The board is going to have in front of him, if he's going to be reading, we can use it to take notes, but it's not going to be an exhibit admitted into evidence. The same with the attachment, friendly words from your neighbors. So,
right. That's fine. I would have been willing to offer Mr. Martin the opportunity to submit this document in lieu of his oral testimony, but
right.
if that's okay. your decision.
Okay. Mr. Martin.
Yes, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
It's your opportunity to ask any questions of the prosecution team.
Certainly. My questions are, this is not going into my time, is that correct, in my 15 minutes?
It is not.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to ask the prosecution, what proof do you have that a lower level of enforcement would not achieve your goals?
We have no specific evidence or proof.
Let me also just add that I think that we answered these types of questions previously from one of the prior CDO recipients. So it's asked and answered in one sense.
Well, would you care to make a stipulation in regard to these the answers to these questions?
Well, certainly, you know, I say that asked and answered. I mean, those were separate proceedings, technically.
Yes.
And so I'm just suggesting perhaps to Mr. Martin more than anybody else that, you know, we've answered those types of questions already. But if he feels the need to have this on the record in his particular proceeding, you know, I'm not going to object to that.
Well, but I guess if you would agree then that any of the testimony that you have your team has given in the other CDO proceedings then could be incorporated in each succeeding hearing.
Yes, we actually assumed that was the case already.
Okay, well, I wasn't making any assumptions because we were going to treat each of these a little, you know, as separate hearings unless somebody made a request to incorporate by reference certain documents. We were going to do that automatically. So, okay, Mr. Martin, then the answers to some of these questions that I think maybe Ms. McPherson had helped prepare, the answers that were given previously by Mr. Packard are going to stand, and they're going to be used by everyone else if they want.
And they would be incorporated.
They're incorporated, correct.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank
okay.
you very much. All right.
Including the answer that Mr. Sato gave regarding the settlement.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions for the prosecution team?
I don't know if this question has been asked. I don't recollect, but what proof do you have that I won't cease discharge without a CDO?
I believe that's pretty similar to a previous question, and again, it's perhaps not proof, but Mr. Martin did not take advantage of the settlement offer that was previously offered, so there's some indication there.
Any other questions?
No other question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So what we do now is go to your presentation. You'll have 15 minutes to tell us what you would like.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You can have witnesses to ask questions of.
I'd like to start out by thanking Mr. Shellcross for allowing the people that are here to appear since we have been here for 2 days and appreciate that consideration.
Okay.
Having said that, I'd like to say that we are at a very distinct disadvantage appearing before you. Our key witness, Mr. Briggs, is not here. He is the architect, the creator, the perpetrator of this travesty that has happened on Los Osos. I, as an individual, on two occasions over the 42 years I have lived in Los Osos, have proposed a sewer systems that be installed in Los Osos. Never once did I have any support at any given time from this agency. Not once. We struggled, we fought, and we could have put it in for a minutia in the cost of money of what it's going to cost us now. $20 million at one time, and 80% of that would have been paid by federal and state funds. But as this been compliance and in the past, you know, This agency, Mr. Chairman, has done little or nothing except attack us and prosecute us. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to call on a witness, Mr. Garvedian, who's coming in to assist, and we're going to put our presentation on the overview. So, so if you'll go ahead, Mr. Garvedian, I'd appreciate that.
Well, what you need to do is ask him questions. No, actually, I think if you want him to help you put that on, I don't see a problem with that. No. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Chair, I'm actually 1029.
No, I think for this purposes, Mr. Chair, I don't think for these purposes that 1029 gets to assert 1029 anymore. He has now been called as a witness. He's apparently volunteering as appearing as a witness. I don't quite understand.
But isn't that what Mr. Scheib has done?
No. Mr. Scheib has appeared as Mr. Scheib.
What's the time?
You're burning our time on this.
Mr. Chairman, I had asked you if this was permissible in mounting my defense, and I realize that he has settled, but he has also agreed to help me.
That's
and I don't
okay.
think that.
I think he's going to identify himself.
That's fine. Name, no address.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Board, I'm John Dergier-Bedian. Good afternoon again.
Okay.
In assisting Mr. Martin, we're just going to go over a few points real quick as soon as we get it up here. We wanted to make the point that this entire process is confusing to the public. The CDOs are really intended, as we understood the regulations for industry and industrial dischargers. Industry has the capability to properly defend itself, to appear at these hearings, to fully understand these hearings and the ramification of these hearings, and to understand the consequences thereof. The CDOs were simply never intended for individual homeowners. I think even over the last 2 days, it's become clear to me that even myself sitting through these hearings for 2 days, that there's actually still a disconnect between your board, your staff, and the audience as to what effect settling versus having these CDOs issued upon us will actually have upon our individual lives. I think your board doesn't believe they're the quote sledgehammer that one party testified, and I don't actually know the truth, but I think that disconnect is there, that industry and opposing councils understand the weight of what's actually going on here, and the public just doesn't have the grasp of it. We don't deal with this every day. We weren't trained in it. We're trying to learn from books and staff, and it's just not what we do. Mr. Chair, you don't want to hear this, but we do believe you're holding individuals responsible for items outside of their control. Things have happened. We are responsible for our actions, but we are not responsible for other people's actions, whether we elect them or elect other folks. Your comment a moment ago that we do need to take some responsibility actually brought me right back to the fact that we did recall 3 board members about a year ago in attempting to grasp control of a situation that the town did feel was out of control. They weren't recalled by a mandate, but all 3 were recalled, as you folks probably know. And I think that was a clear signal that the town is attempting to rectify this problem. There are a lot of procedural notices and issues. It's been raised enough, and I just, Mr. Martin wanted that in his testimony. The enforcement is neither timely nor consistent. Your own water quality enforcement policy, revised February of 2002, states that enforcement actions should be taken, quote, as soon as possible after discovery of violations. We're over 20 years past the 8313 and 8312 resolutions. There has been no timely action. My research showed that over the last 6 years, there have been a total of 189 CDOs issued throughout the entire state of California total. Yet the board is proposing to issue upwards of 5,000 against our community. Nitrate levels are actually declining. I looked at records for the years 1983, where they totaled 902 milligrams per liter, where the total of 2005 was down to 248 milligrams per liter as a total, not an average. They've dropped nearly 75% over the last 20 years. We do still need a sewer, a treatment system, but the urgency may not be as much as staff would believe, or possibly the board would believe. Finally, we would like to say that under California Water Code Section 13050C, the section states a person includes any city, county, district, the state, and the United States to the extent authorized by federal law. That's the entire section. I would submit to staff and board that under that section to which you're enforcing, no one here is a person. We are not city, we are not a county, we are not a district, and we are not a person by your own statute. I would also submit that the resolution 8313 has never identified any individuals that are targeted for prosecution. There was never an affordability study done on the failed project. There has not been one done on the proposed actions. And this study is required under the California Water Code or the Water Quality Enforcement Policy. Finally, staff report of July 9, 2004. I'll just let you read it. These are quotes out of the staff report. And I believe it showed staff's intention that CDLs should not be issued to individual parties. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. Board members, staff, fellow, and CDO recipients and interested parties, the reason we are here today is because you have selected us to possibly receive a CDO. Our fate rests in your hands, and I hope that you listen to us without prejudice, without malice, and with an open mind. The prosecution staff has decided that the citizens of Los Osos who live in the provision zone have needed a wastewater treatment facility ostensibly to clean up the upper aquifer of Los Osos. This decision is on its face sounds like a good and righteous idea, and we want the board to know that we are not opposed to a water treatment center. We're in favor of clean, pure water. We always have been. I was in favor of a sewer two times, as I testified earlier. We have spearheaded an effort for a sewer back in the 70s when the cost was negligible, as I said. The cost will not put a hardship on many of us. However, we are in favor of establishing a wastewater treatment center and agree to hook up as soon as one is available. Having said that, and having good clean water is not the issue here today, regardless of what the prosecution is saying. The issue today is how to get good clean water. It is Water Board's position that having a wastewater treatment facility in Los Osos will clean the upper aquifer. This is what the Water Board wants, and yet we really don't know if a sewer or any other wastewater treatment facility will remove the nitrates from the aquifer. A sewer was built in Arroyo Grande, and the nitrate levels in Arroyo Grande's aquifer went up. In Morro Bay, which has had a sewer for 40 years, in September, had to stop using state water from the state water pipeline due to needed pipeline repairs. For a few days, Morro Bay drew water from its wells, and had to warn the townspeople not to drink the water because of the very high nitrates, up to 90 parts per million. But we are not suggesting that we do not build a sewer treatment facility in Los Osos. We are just saying that our nitrate level may go up instead of down if we build the sewer. And if it does go up instead of down, will the Water Board reimburse the people of Los Osos if the nitrate levels in Los Osos rise after building a plant? What benefits have we gained? We believe we should enter into a contract and would be happy to sign it today on the spot that we will build a treatment plant whose cost is fully reimbursable 10 years after the construction and nitrate levels rise. If the Water Board's position is positive about a sewer lowering the nitrates, then enter into a binding and reimbursable contract with Los Osos should not be a problem. It is, if it is a problem, then obviously the Water Board is not sure that it will lower the nitrates. What we are in favor is a wastewater plant with the threat that if we don't put one in by a certain date, that most experts say is unrealistic, we'll be faced with the horrible fate of not using our septic system, threats and fines, and the possibility of having to abandon our homes simply because a wastewater plant is not in place by an arbitrary date is inhuman and cruel. It is a nightmare that we and 44 other randomly selected homeowners have had to endure for almost a year now. We consider ourselves good citizens, but after nearly a year of threats, ridiculous $5,000 a day fines, and having our homes literally taken away by a government bureaucracy with no checks and balances, we must confess the CDO process has taken its toll on me and my wife physically and emotionally. The reality of this continued harassment of hearing days being changed again and again and again, the constant battle of putting together evidence to prove a negative that we are not polluting, the continued restrictions on the very nature of due process of this land of the free and the home of the brave has had us question the basic freedoms and democratic nature of this land we dearly love. I have always given the United States of America that was one is innocent until proven guilty, and now the Water Board has told us that we must prove innocence because we are guilty. The very substance of what due process is and the burden of proof is lying with the accuser has been uprooted and turned upside down. Suddenly, the accused must prove he is innocent, and the burden of proof lies in the accused. This kind of justice is the same kind of justice that was applied during the Inquisition. There is a settlement agreement that the Water Board has proposed that say we'll consider compliant discharger if we sign it. And I say we'll be given special dispensation if only we will sign it. The catch is that we still have not stopped using our septic tank, and no sewer is in progress by January 1st of 2011. This is no better than a CDO, and the fact it does have a cessation of discharge agreement with it. We are here to tell you that we are compliant discharger. We have complied with the Water Board. We intend to comply with the Water Board. And in closing, I'd like to say that I won't sign anything that says we must stop using our septic tank if there is no progress in the wastewater treatment plant at the drop-dead date of January 1st, 2011. We have no control of that date. If we did, we would sign it at a heartbeat. We will sign up to connect to a sewer as soon as one is available. We will pump our tanks once between now and January 11th. We will vote yes on the 218 vote, but do not ask us to sign something that we have no control over. You say we have our vote, and if we vote appropriately, we can help control the implementation of the sewer. This is true. We have one vote. One vote does not a sewer make. Again, I would like to say for the record that we are compliant discharges, and we want to say that our septic system is working properly and not polluting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. That was pretty close to your time. Cross-examination by the prosecution team. Mr. Sata.
No, we have no cross-examination questions. We simply have the same issue with the type of exhibits that Mr. Martin wishes to incorporate from Exhibit B.
Okay. And
as he again did not reference any documents at all in this presentation,
Well, I think in his written submission, he did make a request. I don't know if you've taken a look at it recently. He's also incorporated by reference all documents in Exhibit A and B. These are submitted by the CSD and other defendants. He wants to join all the other testimony, previous and future. How about, Mr. Martin, in terms of the documents that we are going to accept, how about the same ones that we did for Mr. Alibi and then who came next?
Mr. Lassa.
Yeah, we made...
Yes, that is correct. I want to incorporate this as well.
Yeah, the ones that we previously incorporated from Exhibit B, okay, those will come in for his hearing.
If that's acceptable to him, that's acceptable for us.
Okay. All right. Is that okay with you, Mr. Martin?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any rebuttal testimony, Mr. Sato?
Yeah, Matt Thompson, prosecution team. I just need to clear up some things for the record. There was one witness. There was one witness that suggested that nitrate concentrations in Los Osos have gone down. There is a detailed explanation in my written submittals that demonstrates that nitrate concentrations have not decreased in the last 20 years. They have, in fact, increased. Comparison to Morro Bay is inappropriate. The nitrate detected in Morro Bay's drinking water came from water supply wells in the Choro Creek and the Morro Creek Valley, and is outside of the area outside of the urbanized area. It could not have been influenced by their wastewater system. And as far as the assertion that if you eliminate, well, I just want to point out that if you eliminate the source of groundwater contamination, then nitrate concentrations will eventually go down. This is not just a water pollution principle. This is common sense. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Any rebuttal testimony, Mr. Martin? Or,
well, I have just one issue to bring up, Mr. Chairman, and I was just wondering if the prosecution was aware of a criminal and civil complaint data that has been compiled regarding Mr. Roger Briggs, Executive Director of the Water Quality Control Board, if any of them are aware of this particular report.
I believe that's a document that we asked to be stricken from the record.
Okay. All right.
The reason I asked that, because I was wondering if that was a reason that Mr. Briggs had been sequestered for not being here, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's move then to...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
You did look at me on the rebuttal question. Was I allowed to answer?
Well, it's
no.
He has sat down, so I think he's kind of done with his case at this point. Mr. Martin, you still have an opportunity to provide a closing argument. Do you want to do that?
As Mr. Martin's coming up, can I just make one statement for the record? Is that Mr. Briggs has not been sequestered.
Okay. And did you have some rebuttal testimony, Mr. Martin, that you wanted to offer?
Sorry. I would probably have to keep you here till midnight, and I don't want to do that to any of you. So
rebuttal testimony is testimony specifically geared to contradict evidence that the prosecution team has put in. So it's not another chance to open up and tell us anything in the world you want, but it's specific to allow you to contradict their testimony.
Well, the only point I would bring up, Mr. Chairman, would be with regards to the Morro Bay high levels of nitrate in the water supply.
Okay.
Because they were so.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I'm just recovering from an $85,000 throat operation. I'm sorry if I, you know, don't make myself too clear. And I do feel very strongly that the point I'm trying to make is that we do not know, this board does not know, this agency does not know, this prosecution team does not know, that putting in, even though I'm proposing that we do it to satisfy the, you know, demands that are being made by the state and the Water Quality Control Board and the Environmental Protection Agency, we do not know categorically that is going to lower the nitrate levels after we put this mega sewer system into Los Osos. And as evidence, you know, I refute, you know, that they're not acknowledging the fact that the nitrate levels have, you know, in the Morro Bay water, when they used their wells down there, that the nitrate levels just skyrocketed. I mean, so bad that the community and the city told the citizens not to drink their own water that was coming from their wells. I'm just wondering if that's going to happen to our water also, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay.
I believe that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, fine. Thank you. We'll now proceed to closing argument. Harvey? I mean, pardon me, Mr. Packard?
I think that was his
closing. That was Mr. Martin's closing argument?
No, that was really his rebuttal testimony, I take it. He does. Yeah, pardon me. Do you have any other? Okay. It's kind of getting late and long, and I'm getting a little sidetracked here with, you know, the details we have and who goes when.
My understanding was that Mr. Martin had actually intended to use the written material that he had passed out to the board as his closing statement, and I believe that he has actually provided that
right
at this time. If he wants another opportunity to make an additional closing statement, that would be up to you to decide.
Okay. Do you want to make an additional closing statement, Mr. Martin?
I would like to have John, you know, make that statement regarding, you know, regarding the nitrate levels, if you'd be kind enough to do that for me, John.
This is a closing statement based on the evidence that you have already put into the record. A concluding statement.
All right, Mr.
Argument.
All right, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to reiterate some of the statements, but perhaps put some emphasis on them. And one is the fact that we have tried repeatedly in Los Osos, and I'm making reference to the remarks that you made earlier that nobody's taking responsibility, you know, for actions. And I can say that I, on two very serious occasions, made tremendous efforts, in other words, to put in a sewer system, affordable sewer system, into Los Osos. We had the bondholders up here from Beverly Hills ready to underwrite the balance of putting it in. So I look at, you know, people, you know, like Mrs. McPherson and many other people in the community have worked very diligently to try, you know, and bring consensus into the community. I see what our current CSD directors are doing, what they have done to try and move this process forward. I see what the Water Quality Control Board, with Mr. Briggs, in stopping, you know, the loan and the settlement, the agreement that Assemblyman Blakesley, who is my assemblyman, made a valiant effort in jumping in a quagmire to try and solve it. And behind the scenes, by the same agency, you know, prosecutors who railroaded, you know, our possibility of continuing that progress in a smooth. Somebody else made a comment. I did not wish to make it, but it was actually true. It was nothing but political retaliation because, as evidenced, you know, by the comments that were given to Mr. Briggs, find the people in Los Osos as much as you can, you know, just before even the new directors had taken a seat, you know, this agency was being, you know, pushed and promoted politically to stop the process, to, you know, to punish Los Osos when we had our assemblyman and they're trying to work out a deal with Mr. Palimas they made sure they railroaded that so that, you know, we would go, you know, down the tubes in the way we're approaching. I can tell you this, that I'm not saying that facetiously. I think you have a member who I heard him say some time back that he's on the city council. I've been involved in politics, Mr. Chairman, you know, for 40 years. I served on the Central Committee for 30, stayed on the 20 on the State Central Committee. I was on the Attorney General's Advisory Council. And I know that what basically happened, and the reason we're sitting here, was a politically motivated. It had nothing, and it has nothing to do with clean water. And I realize that people are being made to suffer. We have 5,000 other people that are for 4,500 or whatever that you are going to prosecute unjustly, I might add. I realize you're doing your job. I've been told that there exists an incestuous relationship, and I don't want to believe that. I want to give you gentlemen the benefit of the doubt that you're serving here to better the community, better our water, that there was an incestuous relationship between the prosecution and this board. I don't believe that. And I believe that you're serving, you know, because you're dedicated people trying to do what is best for the, you know, for the community and for the state. So for your service, I thank you, because I know that it does take a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of energy for what you're doing, and I do thank you for that. I thank you all.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Sato, any closing arguments?
Prosecution team states that the record is clear that Alan and Jacqueline Martin are discharging in violation of the basic plan prohibition, and we recommend you adopt the cease and desist order.
I just want to add one statement, too, to the closing argument. But in this particular case, you know, I've listened to the comments that Mr. Martin has made, and you know how he talks about how a settlement proposal would have had them stop using their septic tank if no sewer had been in progress by January 1st of 2011. I think that this board and hopefully members of the public who've seen these proceedings realize that that's simply not the case, and that there were and still are opportunities for people to take advantage of a settlement with the prosecution team rather than face a CDO. Thank you.
Okay. All right, this matter is submitted. What would the board like to do? Discussion? A motion? Mr. Jeffries?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that Mr. Martin lives in the prohibition zone, and there's no question that he is discharging. Listen to his comments very closely. I have some concerns about people continue making statements that this is a political decision. I don't know what that means. I have not been contacted by any political being to ask me to vote one way or the other. And I'm speaking for myself because the allegations have been made. I don't know if it's made to me individually or to the board. And I don't believe any board member, I'm not going to respond to every board member, but I don't believe that they've been contacted by any elected official in this area or in the state of California to vote one way or the other. We serve at the pleasure of the governor because we're appointed by the governor. We come from different regions of this region to give our abilities and our backgrounds and our knowledge to make intelligent decisions. And sometimes it's very difficult. My heart wants to go one way one time, but I have to face the facts and go the other way. And you referred to somebody on this board that was a city council member, and that was me. And I'm a former mayor of the city of Salinas. And I understand totally this whole issue. And I'm sitting here trying to sort out these individuals, not yours only, but everybody else has testified previous meetings and in this particular meeting. And I've said earlier today, or maybe I said it yesterday, that my basic job here is to make sure that the waters of California are as clean as we can possibly get them. And there are standards that have been set by the federal government as well as the state of California. And those are things that we, or I, have to make decisions on. It's not on my personal belief or my personal relationship with anybody. If I had any here, I'd have to put those aside. So consequently, then, I really have basically no choice to move that move on the CDO, Mr. Chair.
Is that a motion?
Yes, sir.
I'll second it. And I just would like to point out that whether you're polluting, whether your discharge is polluting in some way is not an issue that's before us today. A lot of people keep talking about how their septic tanks are working. That's not an issue before us today. Before us is whether or not you live in the prohibition zone and whether you're discharging. So that was for another day. That's what the prohibition zone was set up for. So I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any more board discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Martin.
Sure, well, thank you, and I just would like to clarify that I in no way want to make an inference there was anything political besides the board members. I was referring to the prosecution team, and I have data to support that.
Okay.
But that will probably come out when we bring it to appeal and bring it to the to a federal
right.
prosecutor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.